Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sundays. Hey, we qualify again. And for anyone who has found us on their radio at 96.9, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone who's looking for a new church home or just another church to come visit, join us any Sunday morning at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for our opening this morning is taken from Psalm 72 of the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to a king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. May the mountains yield prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people. Give deliverance to the needy and crush the oppressor. May he live while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like the rain that falls on the fresh mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound until the moon is no more. May his name endure forever, his fame continue as long as the sun. May all nations be blessed in him, and may they pronounce him happy. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us prepare our hearts for prayer. We give thanks to you this morning, O gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the many blessings that you bestowed upon us. Certainly things that we did not deserve, but because of your grace, because of your mercy, you let us see the light of day one more time. You let us take the breath of life one more time. And you gave us one more opportunity, Lord, to get things right with you. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would be among us this morning like I know you are. And we ask, Lord, that you would fill our hearts with love and kindness so that we might be able to be the disciples you want us to be. Help us to put away all hate and malice and all evil things that may stand in the way of our worship and our communion this morning. And we thank you, Lord, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? Come, thou long-expected Jesus.
Oh,
congregation please be seated?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today is the second Advent, and we're going to be lighting the second candle. The second candle is to remind us of God's gift of the Bible, which bears witness to our Lord, so we are even more confident of the message proclaimed by the prophets. You will do well to pay attention to it, because it is like a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns, and the light of the morning star shines in your hearts.
Heavenly Father, you have shown the wonder of your love for us in Jesus Christ through the Bible. Grant that in the written word and through the spoken word, we may behold the living word, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Changing up a little bit, I'm going to do the announcements this morning. And, you know, Tuesday we have the Women's Bible Study, Building B at 10 a.m. Leading of Life Balance by Mary Meberg, 11 a.m. Reunion Group, Building B. And then at 6:30, Bells Practice. And at 7:45, the choir practice. Wednesday the 7th, we have the Oasis in Church Lobby, studying the book of Genesis. And then Saturday, of course, we've got Romeo and Juliet's breakfast at 9 o'clock over at Sophie's across the street. And then... And then for birthdays and announcements, we have Miss Angel. Oh, there she is. We have Mr. Frank Garcia. Yeah, why don't y'all just stand up and shout? God. 3 weeks and I'm telling you, I'm still confused. And we also have, and apologize, Angel and Frank's are today. And we have Alice Tyler is next Sunday, the 11th. And anniversaries are Amy and Joe on the 8th. What did I say?
Joe,
Jerry, Bob. Frank, you sure I should have done the announcements? I apologize, y'all. Do-overs? No, there's no do-overs. All right, let's... Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Now, next Sunday, I'll go back to what I normally do, and I'll probably flub that too, but...
Thank you, God. Well, you got more now.
One more time. Miss Peggy has an announcement.
Of course. Good morning, everybody. Please continue to take a card off our prayer tree. We want every name on that tree to be prayed for. And so, you know, you are not restricted to one or two cards. Let's get those cards distributed. We look forward to you being here next week for a special service. And that's all I'm going to say. You got to be here and be surprised. But I would like to read something to you if you'd allow me to. Dear church family, have you ever been in a situation where you were caught off guard and didn't know what to say, how to respond? And later you thought of what you should have said. Well, that happened to me at the annual church conference Wednesday, November 30th. A member asked the question, "What is the average attendance at Kids Club?" Well, here is the response I wish I had the presence of mind to say at the time. From the small number of children in our church, we have four children in Kids Club. After COVID, four families felt secure enough and had the priority of Sunday school for their children. But the celebration of the report on education in the Word that was in the report for the conference is not about the numbers. It's about spiritual growth through the Word of God. With regard to Kids Club specifically, we're celebrating the faithfulness of the kids who come, the faithfulness of the adults who prepare and support the club every Sunday, the learning of Scripture as a guide for life, becoming familiar with the books of the Bible and what is in those books. Every Bible study mentioned in this report is offered for our members to grow in love for God and love for His Word. If we continue to strive for that, it is something to celebrate. So, the relevant question is not how many are coming, but what are those who come learning in the Word of God? Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you.
Does anyone else have any announcements this morning?
Yes.
Harriet? I don't think. Yeah, he's got it back there with Ann.
Just a friendly reminder, today and next Sunday are the last 2 days to order your poinsettias. And any of you that are new with us, the sanctuary just looks beautiful. And these are in honor and memory of family members and loved ones. So today and next Sunday are the last 2 days. They're $12.50 each. And we have 30 on order, so please get your order in. Thank you.
How many of you like Christmas songs? Raise your hand. Yay. On the 18th, we have a, Randy, what's it called?
Christmas celebration.
Christmas celebration at 5 o'clock here that will involve a lot of music, the choir, the bells, soloists, duets, okay? And the most important, the Alamo United Methodist Community Choir. Silence here. I went to a concert, Christmas concert at Wagner the other day on Thursday, and that's what they had in the program, the Wagner Community High School Community Choir. And the choir director says, you know who that is? That's you. Okay, so I'm saying the Alamo United Methodist Community Choir is you. And so we have songbooks. Those of you who've been here a long time remember the Progressive Dinners. And at the end of it, we had Songfest. So this is similar to that. It'll be in this area. You come, invite your friends, and let's have a joyous sing-along.
Amen.
Thank you, Harriet. And on the 18th, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Anybody else have any announcements this morning?
Here at Alamo, we have some people that work very, very hard, our staff. Some are very visible, like Randy and Gayla that lead our music ministry, Jan in the office, others not quite so much. You know, our Annalie in the nursery, our custodian, all of these people work very hard to make sure that everything runs very smoothly around here. And so often they do not get recognized for all of their accomplishments. Out in the lobby, on the table next to the prayer tree, out there, there is a box Baptist Christmas present. And please, we would like to help make a good Christmas for our staff. So if you have a contribution you'd like to make for our hardworking staff, please drop it in that box on your way out. It will be there for the next couple of weeks, so you'll have an opportunity to do that. But let's recognize these people that work so hard in the background.
Amen. Heather?
I just want to let everybody know, I'm not sure if everybody is aware, but the Warren family that used to attend our church, Tiffany Warren, she's passed away, and the funeral services will be December 7th at 1 p.m. at Schertz Methodist Church. If you'd like to ask me questions, I'll let you know. But again, it's Linda Warren's daughter, Tiffany Warren. She's passed away.
When is the service, Heather?
December 7th at 1 p.m. at Schertz United
Methodist. This Wednesday?
Yes. At 1 o'clock.
Thank you, Heather. We have any more? Pastor?
I got the last announcement, right? I just want to make this quick announcement. It's about something from Agape. It's about our angel tree, their angel tree, and they want us to help us fill out their angel tree. And what you have to do is out there in the lobby, you'll find some angels that as you give to, if you donate food or monetary or whatever, just take one of those little angel notes and write your name on it and what they're donating. And then just leave it out there, and then we will take that to them for their angel tree. So there's more information for you that's outside there in the lobby. Amen? All right. Now, I love this congregation. You know why I love it? Because you always got something to say. Amen? That's good. That's a good thing. Now, before you come up and do your first reading, let me say this. We have some visitors out in our sanctuary this morning. They are from Candlewood Elementary, and they would just love to come up and share with us how they feel about our church, and they want to give their gratitude. So at this time, could you please come up and just introduce yourself so I don't make a mess out of your name, please? Thank you.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So my name is Rochelle Diaz, and I am the principal, proud principal of Candlewood Elementary. I was brought over there last school year. So we have done quite a bit in rebranding our campus and trying to bring all of the stakeholders back together again since COVID and everything else. So we just wanted to come today and express our gratitude because Pastor Robinson has come over with several things that our campus needs. So if you aren't aware, Judson ISD does bring in pre-K 3 and pre-K 4. And so with that, we have a lot of students who have a lot of special needs because they've never been in school before. And so at different times when we have different needs and we express what we need, the community comes together and helps us out. And so we just wanted to say thank you for everything that this congregation has done to help us out. And so I am also here with Miss Karen Koenig. She is our counselor. And so she would like to share her gratitude as well for some things.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All the kids call me Ms. K, so when I'm called something else, it confuses me. So I tend to be Ms. K every place I go now. I really, as the school counselor, I see all the needs of our students and our families, and I want to thank this congregation again. I get teary-eyed because I'm a counselor, right? We've gotten gift cards, we've gotten sanitary wipes for our kiddos and some things for our families. And most recently, I know that this church had a donor that donated the funds for 60 Thanksgiving baskets for our families. It was amazing. I just want to share a really quick story from one parent. I was helping to call all the families and let them know we were doing this and let them know where they could come pick up their Thanksgiving baskets, which, by the way, had a full, if you didn't get to see it, it was a basket with a full turkey and all the fixing, including pies. And the families came back and told me how grateful they were. But I had called this one family and had the father on the phone, and he said, "Ms. Kay, we had just talked last night that we weren't going to get to do Thanksgiving this year. So because of this church, sorry, and because of the generosity here, that family along with so many other of our families were able to have a beautiful Thanksgiving dinner. So Pastor Robinson, a couple of our kiddos wrote thank you notes. And I just wanted to give those to you. And I want to thank you all again for supporting our school.
I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And I just want to make sure that you know that this wasn't a Ted Robinson thing. This wasn't about me. This was something that George started long time ago. This was his idea. All we're doing is carrying it forward. Amen? Amen. Amen. And Tom and I, we had a chance to go over and visit with Candlewood, and also me and my granddaughter Courtney, we had a chance to go over and march in their Veterans Day parade. So we thank you, Alamo. We thank you for your generosity. We thank you for your kindness. And always remember, it's not all about Ted Robinson. It's all about Jesus. Amen?
Amen. I come in early in the morning and I get a seat up front so I can get a microphone. But I have a message from Hector Martinez. Most of us know him from one angle or another. But he says, you know, we had talked about he had to have surgery on his shoulder because he fell. Well, he still has a problem with his shoulder and his upper arm, and he did fall and make it bad. However, he will not need surgery. The doctor examined him pretty thoroughly and said he would be through with it in about 6 or 8 weeks. It would heal by itself. And thank God it was in the arm that is already not useful, so he won't be out spading the yard and mowing grass with that arm. But anyway, keep Hector in your prayers because he headed off surgery. He knew how to break it, I suppose. Now, one other item, and most of us here have had an opportunity to meet Sandra, who's sitting in the back by Elaine, and I want to talk about her just a little bit. We've prayed for her mother for quite some time because of her illness and aging, and it happens to all of us sooner or later. But Nancy passed away last week on November 21st, and the funeral will be here December 9th, this coming Friday, at 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to come in and join us and bring a neighbor. You know, we'll treat them real good and they may come back. But anyway, do spend a moment with Sandra this morning. Thank you.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Heavenly Father, I desire to maintain sweet fellowship with you and to walk godly in Christ Jesus. Help me to recognize my faults and quickly seek your forgiveness. Help me also to confess my faults to those I have wronged. And I pray that I may maintain an attitude of prayer and learn to pray fervently in spirit and truth, so that in Christ my prayers may be effective and avail much to your honor and glory. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you now seeking, but we come grateful. All that we have, you have given to us, and we ask, Lord, that we, as we return but a small portion of that bounty, that you multiply our tithes and offerings, use them for your glory. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
James, chapter 5, verses 7 through 18. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering and patience, brother, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remained steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brothers, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
No, I mean, Tom, I...
You may be seated.
I love reading the scriptures, and I like to close out the year doing it, and I apologize. You know, like I said, after 2 weeks, and I'm still, the brain is not functioning normal and remembering, so...
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that I would develop the patient endurance that perfects my faith through the trials I face and the way I live. Keep me from developing a worldly perspective and wrong values, and help me to be like the farmer who waits for the precious produce of the soil to bring forth its fruit in due season. Help me to trust you in all things and to finish the good work you started in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come at this time looking for your word. We listen, we hear, but sometimes we ignore what you have to say. We ask, Lord, that you give Pastor Ted strength. You give him courage to deliver the message that your Holy Spirit has given to him. Let him be your instrument. And further, Lord, open our hearts and minds so that we may receive that word and take it to our hearts so that we may deliver your word to a hurting world. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Good morning. Everybody hear me okay? Amen. Our subject this morning, or our sermon title this morning, if you will, is Waiting and Praying. Waiting and Praying. And our scripture comes from the book of James, which we've already heard. And it's focused on these two very important things that we do on our Christian journey. And one of those is waiting, and the other one is praying. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like to wait. I don't like to wait for nothing. I want it, when it's payday, I want my money on payday, and I want it early sometimes. When it's time to eat, I want my food. You just right there waiting when I say it's time to eat. I'm just kidding about the food part, all right? Amen. But the point I'm trying to make is we don't like to wait, do we? But I got to tell you, folks, the longer that you spend time and you walk with Jesus, there's going to be some waiting involved. Amen? There will be waiting involved, because when you walk in and talking with Jesus, you're not on our time. You're on the Master's time. And sometimes he may make you wait. And he may make you wait for particular reasons. But when Jesus makes you wait, it's all right. Amen? Because he's got something better for you. So we're at the tail end, at the very end of our Book of James series. And we've talked about in week one, if you can remember, the two things in this book. One was testing and persevering. Week two was listening and doing. Week three was faith and works. And week four was silence. What was week four? Anybody remember? Something to do with talking. Somebody said boasting. Who said boasting? Amen. Speaking and boasting. Speaking and boasting. And guess what we're going to talk about this morning? Waiting and praying. Waiting and praying. Now, we have to remember that when James wrote this book, or when he was writing this to his believers, the church at that time was undergoing a lot of persecution. And it was very hard for them to say, James is telling them to wait on the Lord when they were being persecuted, and telling them to pray. When they were being persecuted. But he's writing this. He was a leader of the church, and they're facing persecution, and he wanted to give them this letter, which was full of practical advice. He talked about godly wisdom, care, and compassion. So we thank God for Pastor James for enabling us to move through our journey to wait and to pray. So let us take a look at those verses 5, James 5, verses 7 through 12. The first thing he comes out with, it says, be patient. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. That should jump right out at us there. He says patience first and foremost. And then he says the object of what they're being patient for is the return of our Lord. And this was front and center at the church's, on the church's mind at that time. And even in this day, it should be front and center in our mind also, that we should be patiently waiting for the Lord's return. So We want you to understand that James is he talked a lot about action and work. He also believed that being patient and waiting were very powerful options of the church. He goes on to give another example. He says, "See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and late rains." As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, he also says, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. So James is telling us to look to the prophets and look and look again to what the Lord is saying, telling us to wait and to wait. And he goes on to even supercharge our waiting even more by telling us to do what? To wait and to pray. Now, folks, I got to tell you, on this journey, there's going to be some waiting, and there's going to be a lot of praying, and it should be. Amen? Because what we're going through, you're not going to be able to go through this on your own. You're going to have to pray, and you're going to have to pray a lot. In fact, you're going to have to make prayer the center of your daily and life. In other words, you're going to have to make a habit out of praying. You know, if you haven't made a habit out of praying, oh, I challenge you to do that. Because prayer is the only way that you're going to be able to get through this thing without caving in on to the enemy. And one thing about prayer, and James says it best in James 5, 13 through 18. He says, if you're in trouble, what do you do? If you're happy, what do? You pray louder. If you're sick, what do? You pray. So what's James trying to tell us here? He's trying to tell us to pray. He wants you to pray. And why is he telling us to pray? Because he goes on and say this in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. He says, rejoice always. Listen at this now. He says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. What does that mean, without ceasing? Pray all the time. Well, preacher, I can't pray like that. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, you can. If you have to steal away somewhere in your car, in your bathroom, you may have to get away from the kids, steal away for a few minutes, and ask the Lord to help you through the difficult times. When you're sitting in the waiting room at the doctor's office, you can mumble a prayer under your breath. Amen? How many folks have done that? Amen. Sitting there waiting. Lord, please help this doctor and this nurse, and help me not to get mad because I've been here way too long. But you got to pray. You must keep praying. And this is what he says. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in what? Not just in the happy times or the times of good or when you got money, but in all circumstances. Whatever's going on wrong, always pray. And why? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. The will of God's will for us, that we would always rejoice, always pray, and always be giving thanks. That's God's will for us as a church. So we need to definitely find the time to go ahead and pray. And then and he goes on toward the end. He talks about the prayer of faith. He talks about how effective the prayer of a righteous person can do. You know what, folks? Prayer is our greatest weapon. But we don't use it, do we? And you know why we don't use it? Because the enemy knows that if we start using that, he will have a problem getting into your life. Amen? He'll have a problem to raise his ugly head and start whispering bad things into your ear. When the enemy comes against you, what do? You pray. You can't stomp him out. You can't kick him out. Only Jesus can do that. What we do is we pray. You know, trials and tribulations, they haven't changed a whole lot over the years since the early church. Sin and destructions are crouching at our doorstep every day, every morning. And they desire is to have you. You see, the enemy of our soul is still seeking to steal, kill, and destroy. But in the midst of this present darkness and chaos, there shines the ever-present light of Christ. His glory, his power, and majesty won't fade away. And someday, sooner or later, he will return for his church, his bride. I don't know about you folks, but that makes me very, very happy. When I think about the things that are going on and the problems that we face, and I'm not trying to make light of them and say they're not real problems, but when you put your focus on Christ, all that seems to go away. Amen? Because you know what, folks? If you're a believer, you know the end of the story. You know how it ends. Amen? You know how this ends. So what in the world do we have to be worried about? What do we have to be concerned about? The Bible tells us, yea, we are more than what? Conquerors. So folks, wait and pray. Wait and pray. And why are you waiting? Why are you waiting? Take the time to pray. Become that righteous person who the Bible says that if you're effective, if your prayer is effective, then you will be able to see the Lord move in ways that you don't understand. And he's moving even now in this church in ways that we don't understand. You know what, folks? And I just can't help but think that the mission here is for us to keep doing what we need to do, to keep being a blessing to this community, to keep being a lighthouse for those that cannot see their way. And how do we do that? We put our focus on Jesus. We wait and we pray. So I want to challenge you this week to think about those things that we talked about in James, waiting and praying, speaking and boasting, faith and works. All those things go together to living the Christian life, living and walking and talking in Jesus. And don't forget this. Don't forget what Jesus said. He says, they will know that you are my disciples by what? By the way you love each other. Keep on loving. Keep on bearing one another's burden and be kind to one another. And I guarantee you, you won't have nothing to worry about. Even the gates of hell may come against you, but as long as you stay close to Jesus, you'll have nothing to worry about. May the Lord bless you and keep you this morning. And may his spirit fill each heart so that you may go out and be the disciples you want to be. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord, not to take your name for granted, to take prayer for granted. Help us to become true prayer warriors. Warriors in the sense, Lord, that we put everything in your hands, Lord. The good times, the bad times, and all those in between. Lord, we ask that you help us to pray. And when the enemy comes against us, help us to pray even harder. We thank you, and we give thanks to you this morning. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let us prepare for communion. In your hymnals on page 12, it's also up on the walls as well. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. And by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Communion stewards, would you come forward, please?
When the ushers... as the ushers direct.
You may be seated.
Please keep all of our homebound members in your thoughts and prayers.
To pray. Oh, gracious and merciful Lord, we thank you for answering prayer. We thank you, Lord, for being there when we called. We thank you there. We thank you, Lord, for helping us through the difficult times. We thank you, Lord, for enabling us to see our way through when there was no way for us to see. But most of all, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, our Savior. We thank you, Lord, and we know that he is coming back again soon. Help us to be waiting patiently, and while we're waiting, Lord, help us to keep praying. We lift up those, Lord, on our sick and shut-in list and those names that have already been called out. And, Lord, we are expecting you to answer those prayers. Thank you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, for those that don't know it, I would normally be sharing the Lord's Prayer with you, but since we've already used it, the scripture selected for closing our service is Psalm 133, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. The entitlement is The Blessedness of Unity. It is written by King David himself. How very good it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down upon the beard. On the beard of Aaron running down over the collars of his robes. It is the dew of Hermon which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore. As we go from here today, let us remember all of those that are on our prayer list. Keep them up. The Lord can never get bored with being prayed to. And be friendly and be safe. And let us join together again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor is given to bring to us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. And keep you, yes. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn? Go make of all disciples. Go make of all disciples with the call of the Lord that comes from thee, our Father, in thy eternal word. Inspire our ways of learning through earnest fervent prayer, and let our daily living reveal thee everywhere. Go make of all disciples, baptizing in the name of Father, Son, and Spirit, from age to age the same. We call each new disciple to follow thee, O Lord, redeeming soul and body by water and the word. Go make of all disciples, we at thy feet will stay until each life's vocation accents thy holy way. We cultivate the nature, God bless.